I was recently perusing through Lewis and Clark in North Dakota by Russell Reed from 1948, which contains the journals of Lewis and Clark as well as the Biddle texts and annotations by the author. I found Clark's journal entry from March 21, 1805 interesting. The expedition had spent the winter at Fort Mandan and would soon continue their travels upstream on the Missouri River. Here's an excerpt from the Biddle text for Clark's journal that day. It's easier to follow than Clark's original entry. And I quote here, "Passed along the points of the high hills, where we saw large quantities of pumice stone on the foot, sides, and tops of the hills, which had every appearance of having been at some period on fire. He collected specimens of the stone itself, the pumice stone, and the hard earth, and on being put into a furnace, the hard earth melted and glazed, the pumice stone melted, and the hard stone became a pumice stone glazed." Unquote. That pumice stone glazed was apparently Clark's introduction to scoria. Scoria, or more accurately, clinker, is formed when a seam of lignite catches fire and burns hot enough to bake the overlying layer of clay, forming a red brick-like material. Western North Dakota has an abundance of lignite deposits that are exposed at the Buttes and Badlands. Those lignite beds are known occasionally to spontaneously combust. Lightning strikes can also serve to ignite the lignite. And historically, there were frequent prairie fires, some of which were deliberately set by Native Americans to attract the bison or as a backfire to protect villages. If the fire burned hot enough, an overlying layer of clay can be baked, forming scoria. And we still occasionally hear of a lignite vein burning in the western part of the state. Most North Dakotans are familiar with the scoria as a conspicuous red-colored sediment layer visible in the Buttes and the Badlands in the western part of the state. However, the color can vary due to differences in chemical composition, iron for example. And because it's often more resistant than other sediments, scoria often forms a caprock on rougher landscapes. And of course, scoria is also widely used in the western part of the state as surface material for roads and also landscaping. I'm Chuck Lura.